This is Liz Scafidi at UN News. The newly launched State of Food Security and Nutrition Report gives an updated estimate of the number of hungry people in the world. It also provides the latest data on child stunting and wasting, as well as on adult and child obesity. The report is an important measure to global progress towards the Sustainable Development Goal of zero hunger, and also offers analysis of the drivers of hunger and malnutrition. Gilbert Huangbo, president of the International Fund for Agriculture and Development, spoke to Jérôme Longuet of UN News before the launch.
The main message of what we call the SOFI report, the State of the Food Insecurity and Malnutrition, is that for the fourth year on a row, the situation is getting worse and worse. You may recall that for the 10 years period ending 2015, the situation has been getting better, i.e. less and less people were food insecure. But since then, the situation is getting worse and worse, and this is very alarming. Clearly, we have identified the climate change, the extreme weather conditions, as well as the crisis conditions, or what I would call in general the fragility in some countries, to be the root cause of that situation. But what the report, this year's report for the year 2018, is showing is that the economic slowdown in itself is now adding to the climate change and the fragility to cause this alarming situation.
So why we are in this situation today? Why the countries, why the government, which are part of the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, are today reluctant to finance, help financing and all the projects you are starting?
It's very clear that obviously I'm so convinced about what I call the SDG 2, zero hunger, together with SDG 1, ending poverty. But it's important for all of us to keep in mind that the 17 SDGs are all interrelated. And there is so much demand on ODA. While ODA is increasing, we know that in the past several years, ODA has been increasing. However, that increase has gone more for the security dimension, the fight against the terrorism, and the migration related issues. The ODA going to agriculture has remained flat at 5% of total ODA, which is one thing. What we are saying, when one look at the ongoing crisis, the alarming situation, we got to find ways to invest more. And that not only in terms of what from ODA goes to fight against the hunger, but also we more and more, and this is one of the things, the pillar of IFAD strategy, how do you use the existing ODA as a leverage to mobilize resources from domestic resources, from the government we are serving, from the foundations, from the private sector, so to have a better and much more impact on those countries. Particularly, I think the need for us to have some kind of a surgical approach adapted to each country in each situation is going to be necessary for us.
I understand you just came back from Mali and you saw an interesting project and you talk with the youth over there, and also to fight the issue of migration, not the one they want, but the one we see in the Mediterranean Europe, which is a source of drama and terrible stories. So can you talk about this experience in Mali?
Yeah, I just came back from Mali to visit some of IFAD on projects, and obviously the situation, the overall situation in Mali is remains quite serious and alarming, I must say. But I found a government that is so resolute and determined to do their best to face the situation. And more than the government, it's so impressive to see that the youth are so determined also to take themselves in charge. And more what we're doing, the project and IFAD is doing it, but IFAD is not alone. A lot of colleagues in the multilateral, the bilaterals are doing. As a matter of fact, the project visited, not only IFAD is working there with the Canadian and with Denmark together. So it's all of us. When you look at the impact, I was so impressed about the enthusiasm of those youth. Essentially, what we are doing, we are providing them training. They have to come with their own project idea. We help them finalize those projects and then making resources available through that project and follow them and help them to get through it. And the results are quite impressive. It's so fascinating to see cases where, not because I ask, this young Malian in the poultry, we helped him, now he has a 3,000 to 4,000 headcount. And he's telling me that he has made his account before benefiting from our project. He was doing small job here and there, saving so to go to Europe. But since he has been in our project, he has been always comparing what he's getting compared to what his friends are getting. And now he's sending a message to them they should come back because here he's getting better than what they are getting in Europe.
So your fund is financing a lot of projects. You were mentioning also, I understood, another example interesting in Cameroon, someone who was supposed to come to Roma to testify during a conference. And what did happen?
Yeah, you see, this is exactly what it's, what IFAD is after. We are focusing on the youth, saying that investment in the long term, this is what is going to provide for us, migration should remain important, but voluntary, not forced. And therefore, we are again providing the youngsters in Cameroon through one of our projects with financing. And this young guy has been so successful that 3 weeks ago, we were launching our rural development report. And so we invited him to testify what he's doing, etc. So he went to the Italian embassy and to get his visa. So the immigration officer, in asking the doing his due diligence, which is normal, asking him question that isn't there a risk that he's going to Rome to just find a way to stay in Rome as part of this migration? And this young guy just told the migration in a very polite way that, officer, if you don't mind, when I'm back, I would like you to come with me to my village where I settle and I'm working. Once you see what I'm able to do there, you yourself, you will tell me if I have interest in leaving my place. I don't even want to leave my village for Douala. Why should I leave for outside Cameroon?
Gilbert Ungbo, maybe a last message about what you are trying to do today with all the agencies and what is the next step you are expecting?
For me, the next step is to create a momentum, to create some kind of a coalition of the willing. To really decisively put a stop to this malnutrition and food insecurity. And to doing that together, we need to see how, if at all possible, to increase the ODA and or using the existing ODA as a leverage to bring in, to crowd in much more the private sector, the foundation, or alike.